Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hang Singh. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Northeast has the potential to become India's next engine of growth by leveraging its strengths in sustainable agriculture and premium organic produce. Inaugurating the Northeast's largest organic spice processing plant in Meghalaya on Friday, Ms. Sitharaman said the future of agriculture lies in producing cleaner and trusted products rather than focusing solely on volume.
The future of agriculture increasingly belongs to those who produce the best, cleaner, more traceable, more trusted, and more premium. Meghalaya need not compete with large agricultural states in volume, as the future increasingly belongs to the most trusted quality producer. When Meghalaya's farmers rise, the Northeast rises. And when the Northeast rises, India's growth acquires a new engine.
The new processing plant, set up by the Eastern Rebhoy Organic Farmer Producer Company Limited, has an annual capacity of over 10,000 metric tons and is expected to benefit around 5,500 organic farmers across the region. Nagaland is observing a deferred International Yoga Day today, with programs being held across the state. The National Ayush Mission under the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare organized an event this morning under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging, featuring participation in the Common Yoga Protocol. Schools and educational institutions are also marking the occasion, with students and staff taking part in yoga activities. The official observance was deferred from June 21 following widespread objections to holding the event on Sunday. The Business Association of Nagas has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Agriculture Insurance Company of India Limited to strengthen insurance awareness and outreach in Nagaland's agriculture and allied sectors. The agreement was signed during BAN's 13th Annual General Meeting held last week in Dimapur. The partnership seeks to enhance risk protection for farmers and agri-entrepreneurs, promoting greater financial security, economic resilience and inclusion across Nagaland. The nationwide Khet Bachao Abhiyan campaign is underway across Nagaland, with Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVK, conducting awareness and training programs to promote soil health and sustainable agriculture. In Zuneboto, the campaign has reached more than 1,800 farmers across 16 villages through awareness drives, field demonstrations and the distribution of fruit saplings, biofertilizers and biopesticides. Meanwhile, in Newland, ICAR, KVK and ATMA organized a training program at Kiazubi village, focusing on soil health, sustainable farming practices and eco-friendly pest management. The campaign will run till the 30th of this month to encourage sustainable agriculture and strengthen long-term food security. CBSE has commenced the release of Class 12 verification of issues observed and re-evaluation outcomes. It said in a statement that the outcomes are being released in a phased manner, with over 87% of the total applications received being declared today. The status of application can be checked at results.digilocker.gov.in. CBSE has assured students that every application has been processed through a robust, transparent and carefully monitored system to ensure fairness and accuracy. Students have been advised not to believe rumors or unverified social media posts and to rely only on official CBSE communications for authentic information. The National Testing Agency will commence the UGC NET June 2026 examination from today. The National Level Eligibility Test will be conducted in computer-based test mode until 30th of this month in two shifts each day. The UGC NET exam is conducted for candidates aspiring to qualify for the Junior Research Fellowship, Assistant Professor positions and admission to PhD courses. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall, likely over northeast India till the 25th of June. Extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Assam and Meghalaya till the 27th of this month. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. Heavy rainfall is also expected to prevail over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 4 to 5 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.